I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Lately, I have been dealing with something that I'm really just not sure how to necessarily deal with it. It's kind of a tug of war in my mind, a tug of war between giving myself grace and a tug of war with fear. I find that I know, like I've talked about before, that when I was drinking, I always knew what I needed to do to be my best self. I knew I shouldn't drink. I knew that my body always felt better when I got movement in and when I took care of myself and did what I needed to do. But despite knowing that, I just could not get out of my own way, that it was really tough. I also found that I'd go on different sprints where I would be really on top of my game. I would do everything that I needed to do to feel my absolute best for 1 week, sometimes even two, maybe three. But then I would miss a day and I would treat it as, well, you missed one day at the gym and eating well, forget it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. You've already screwed up, and revert back to old patterns. And I found that was probably one of the most frustrating parts of getting to the point where I finally knew I needed to become sober, because I found myself self-sabotaging. I found that I knew what I needed to do, but I would do it for some time, feel really good, have this hope and this comfort, and then I would screw up myself. And I found myself now where one thing I have to say about sobriety is that my consistency of good habits is amazing compared to what it was. But it also is learning I need to give myself grace, that there are days that I'm going to wake up and going to the gym is just not in the cards. Or there's going to be days where I don't get all my water in, or days that I just don't have it all there to do all my habits. But I have this fear. I have this fear that I'm going to revert back to old ways. And I have this fear because of, I think, the past patterns that I had with myself, that I am going to, in a way, give up on myself and go back to old patterns, even though I know deep inside that that's not who I am anymore. I am someone that is not going to go back to drinking. I'm someone that understands that I need to give myself grace. And I find that while I say I know to give myself grace, I don't always give myself grace. And I'll find myself, like, for instance, the other day, I was not able to make it to the gym for a workout and I berated myself. I had the voice in my head saying, oh my God, you canceled on yourself, Melinda. You promised yourself you would work out. What are you doing? I can't believe you missed the gym. Where another voice inside me is saying, Melinda, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. You're doing everything you can. You're not missing the gym because you're drunk. You're not missing the gym because you're hungover. You're not missing the gym because you're planning to go drinking. Cut yourself some slack. And I find that there's a tug of war of feelings inside me between the two, where I'm nervous about becoming complacent and going back. But I also have to realize that part of moving forward is I need to move forward. And that while I do recognize the importance and the benefit of consistency, there are going to be, I can't do it all. I'm not Superwoman. There are going to be days I don't feel my best. There are going to be days that, quite frankly, my schedule just doesn't allow for me to get everything done. But I'm trying and I'm not giving up and I'm still showing up better than I was yesterday and I'm still sober. So that's where I struggle, because I find this voice in my head just like berating me. And I'm like, and then I get frustrated because I'm like, oh my God, after all this work, seriously, you're still this hard on yourself. But it was kind of brought to light when I was talking to a few girlfriends and hearing them go through their own similar struggles, but them saying, oh my God, I was supposed to work out. I didn't work out today. I can't believe I didn't do that. And my immediate reaction to them is, oh my God, you work out all the time. Like, you're so dedicated. You're such a strong woman. Like, why are you being so hard on yourself? And the hard part is that I truly, honestly, internally believe, like, why are you being so hard on yourself? To them, like, why are you not seeing what I see? Why are you not knowing that you've put so much hard work in? You're doing so well for yourself. Give yourself a break. Like, you didn't go to the gym one day. Oh, who cares? It's not the end of the world. It doesn't define you. It doesn't define where you're going and all the work you've done. It doesn't negate that. And then I found myself saying this out loud to her. And then after I hung up and the call was done, I thought to myself, wow, Melinda, when it comes to you and missing a gym or missing something, a routine, your natural go-to thought is, wow, you screwed up. I'm hard on myself. And I have to force myself to remind myself, cut yourself some slack. But when it comes to someone else, I truly, honestly believe, oh my God, I can't believe they're being so hard on themselves. Like, they don't see what I see. They're fabulous. They have all their ducks in a row. They're doing everything they need to do. And it was really a hard pill to swallow because I'm looking at it like, I just cannot believe that I am so hard on myself. And me doing an episode about this, do I have a solution? No, I don't. But I'm working through it every single day. And I just want to recognize those out there that while sobriety is great, there's tough parts of it as well. And I learn new things every single day. And I think that's like where it's hard is that I do recognize all the work that I've done. And I do see how far that I've come. But what was really interesting for me is really sitting down and thinking like how far that I've come. And having to constantly remind myself that I've done a lot of good work. And just because I miss one day at the gym or I miss one day of getting all my water in, it doesn't mean I'm going to throw in the towel. Because you know why? I have control over what I do. I have control over what I do. And just because I'm not able or need to take a break or need to give myself grace one day, I can still show up the next day. I have that power. I have that choice. So as long as I remind myself that the choice still is within me to decide where I go from here, it's not as if, oh, well, I screwed up once and now I'm surrendering all my consistent, you know, my ability to be consistent and my habits I need to do to someone else deciding if I do them. No, it's up to me. And I just really wanted to just record this. So maybe someone out there is listening and can resonate with me and say, you know what? I totally get that. I'm hard on myself too, but I find I give my instinct to other people is to give them grace. And I want to really develop a conversation of how do we turn that back to us? How do we give ourselves the grace that we truly believe others deserve? How do we give ourselves a break, cut ourselves some slack because we deserve it? We've done a lot of hard work to get to where we are. And even if you are deciding whether or not you should become sober or whatnot, being hard on yourself and berating yourself is never going to do you a service. No matter what, at the end of the day, it's never going to do you a service. So I just really hope that this reaches somebody out there and to realize that you are definitely, definitely not alone and that many, many women experience the same negative self-talk. And I hope as a community, as a group, we can work towards ways to fix it. You know, some of the things that I've done along the way that have helped it is that I really try to process my thoughts. And what do I mean by that? When I hear myself automatically think something negative, I'm trying to be super conscious to say, whoa, 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 stop. And you know what I did once that helps me? And then I read it somewhere and I wish I knew where I read it was, say the words out loud in your head to yourself in the mirror. How about that? I did that. I went in the bathroom and said out loud the shitty thoughts that I was thinking about myself out loud in the mirror. And oh my God, holy mackerel, was that a game changer for me? Because to look yourself in the eye in the mirror and to say these negative thoughts and berate yourself in the mirror is a totally different game level than you saying it in your head and repeating it in your head because it makes it real. Would you ever say that to anyone? Would you ever speak those words out loud to somebody else? Probably not. So why are you saying it to you? your biggest fan, your supporter, the person who's back, you have to have 24/7, 365 days a year for your entire life. So that's one thing that I have done. Again, journaling has helped. That definitely has helped. I write down, you know, the words again. I write down the words out loud, and also putting pen to paper and actually writing these words that I think of myself. It's like, hey, this is what came into my mind. Why am I thinking that? Been a game changer because it also takes it out of my head. I've also talked to my therapist about it and try to, I mean, with her, it's a little bit different because it's not just the immediate reaction, but getting to the root cause. And a lot of times you can pick those weeds, girls and men, whoever's listening to this, you can pick those weeds. But until you get to the actual root cause of the problem, it's going to see those weeds are still going to come back up. So that's why I always think therapy is huge. So hopefully those suggestions can help. But like I said, does this happen to me? Yeah, it does. Is it hard? 100%. But I'm hoping that as a community that we can work through this together. So thank you so much for listening. And just remember, really try to cut yourself some grace. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.